The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, August 12, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Published reports say no video cameras to record the circumstances as to how the alleged teen sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died. Also on our Monday rundown, states like Ohio consider eliminating concealed carry permits. Now our top story, there is no surveillance video of the incident during which Jeffrey Epstein apparently hanged himself in a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan, that from the New York Post. Their reports rely on law enforcement officials. Although there are cameras in the 9 South Wing where the convicted pedophile was being held at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, they are apparently trained on the areas outside the cells and not inside. That again, according to the Post and sources familiar with the setup there. They quote the New York Attorney General as saying she's toured the MCC and she found it very difficult to understand how something like this could have happened. Meantime, the state of Ohio continues to chip away at firearm restrictions, and one bill being considered by lawmakers there would allow people 21 and older to carry concealed weapons without needing a permit.
House Bill 178 is sponsored by Republicans Ron Hood and Tom Brinkman, along with more than 20 other legislators. Toby Hoover of the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence is convinced that the bill would put communities at even greater risk.
And that is a pro-gun piece of legislation. It's been introduced to allow people to carry concealed weapons without a background check, without a permit, without any kind of training.
The Ohio House will likely vote on the bill before year's end. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine, who previously was endorsed by the NRA, is now proposing to tighten access to guns by requiring background checks on firearm purchases, among other reforms he recently announced, that after a gunman killed 9 people and injured more than 20 others in Dayton last weekend. And a new report says farming has an important role to play in fighting climate change.
The Climate Change and Land Use Report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says rising temperatures and severe weather are putting pressure on land and that methods of land use, including agriculture, can help remove carbon from the air. According to Jimmy Dawkus with American Farmland Trust, that includes the basic agricultural land management practices his organization has embraced for more than 40 years.
Things like reduced tillage, keeping the ground covered with cover crops, managing their fertilizer applications.
The IPCC report emphasizes that changes in land use practices need to be scaled up to keep global temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
This is PNS. International trade fights are having an unexpected upside for Indiana programs that focus on feeding the hungry. More from Dan Hyman.
To make up in part for the lost overseas markets, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is buying much more food from producers, which ends up at food banks and pantries. Josh Trinari with the Indiana Pork Producers Association says the government bought 10 times as much pork this year than in the past. So much, in fact, it was a challenge at first. But he says it's the kind of problem feeding programs like to have.
It was such a great opportunity to get this much protein at once. They have found ways to make it work.
The trade situation remains in flux, but Trinari says the mitigation program looks likely to continue for at least one more year. Dan Hyman reporting.
Roberts estimated in all those programs received an extra 1.3 million pounds of extra food in 2019 due to trade mitigation. Finally, our Eric Gelattis reports the deadline for public comments on Pacific Corp's plans to mitigate toxic leaks from their coal ash ponds at power plants in Wyoming is August 26. Environmental groups are urging people to put their opinion on the record.
Coal ash is the byproduct of coal burned for generating electricity and is primarily stored in open-air pits and ponds. The Dave Johnson, Naughton, and Jim Bridger power plants, along with Basin Electric Power Co-op's Laramie River Station, all have reported groundwater contaminants above federal limits. Connie Wilbert with the Sierra Club says because the toxins are dangerous, it's important to do whatever is necessary to clean them up.
they really need to take appropriate measures to deal with these problems, not just stopgap Band-Aid kind of measures. This has to be dealt with.
Recent data showed selenium and lithium levels at the Jim Bridger and Naughton plants were 100 times over federal levels for safe drinking water. PacifiCorps says it's up for the task of cleaning up the contaminated sites and maintains the sites have never posed danger to Wyoming's drinking water.
Each year, the nation's coal-fired power plants produce about 140 million tons of coal ash pollution. Public hazards from unsafe disposal include increased risk of cancer, learning disabilities, neurological disorders, birth defects, compromised reproductive systems, asthma, and other illnesses. And it may not be a job for everyone, but UPI reports a saving finding website is offering $5,000 in spending money to a shopping specialist charged with testing out coupon codes and cashback offers. The chosen applicant will be required to shop at a mix of at least 5 outlets a day, and all shopping experiences must be well documented. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.